A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
All right, we've heard that there are labor shortages all across the state, right? You've got employers that are paying kids $14 an hour to flip hamburgers.
18 even in some places.
$18 to flip hamburgers. That's amazing.
It is.
Right? Because there is a labor shortage, and employers are just having to raise their pay and raise their pay to try to get people to work. Well, another industry has been hit, and it's hit hard. And in a couple months, there's going to be a real problem. And it's when school starts. We do have a shortage of teachers. We know about that. But have you thought about this? A shortage of bus drivers.
Wow. Now, Dave, have you ever been a bus driver?
I have been a bus driver, like a full-on Provo School District bus driver. My mom was a bus driver at Davis School District for 25 years. By the way, I think she was driver of the year.
Wow.
1 year. So we're very, very good at bus driving. I don't know if it's actually in the genetics or what, but we have three bus drivers. My brother was a bus driver, my mom, and myself. And it was a good job. And it was a really well-paying job. That surprised me. I was a college student. I was driving in between classes early in the morning, late in the afternoon. And I got paid $12 an hour.
That's great.
And
good, you know, college job.
That was a great college job.
Yeah.
It does surprise me that more people don't become bus drivers because the pay is pretty good. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Mary Richards spoke with Canyon School District's Director of Transportation on this very issue.
It's not just because of COVID. I mean, we have natural attrition. People get older, they decide to retire, or people find another job. The employment market has been really good lately.
Yeah, it's been really good, and it's hard to get people to drive a bus with a bunch of screaming, yelling kids that are giving you a hard time as you're going from stop to stop. And the director of transportation also said it's not just the pandemic causing this this problem. There's much more to it. So let's bring on Mary Richards, who's been following this story. Mary, give us an idea. How bad is this shortage?
Yeah, it's hitting almost every school district, at least along the Wasatch Front that I talked to. So in Canyons, for example, they need, let me find the number. Okay, about 200 bus drivers, but they're short about 40. And then the Alpine District told me that they need 15 more. They need about 325, and they're in need of about 15 more. And then the others, Salt Lake, Granite, Nebo, Davis, all say they need more drivers as well. So the thing is, when you don't have enough drivers, I mean, your first thing is, well, we got to cover the routes to and from school and bring in everybody we can to do that. The other things are going to get cut, the field trips, the activities. And they didn't have those last year because of the pandemic. And they say the kids need them, and they really hope to offer them.
So what is the going rate for a school bus driver right now?
Yeah, Canyons told me they raised their wages to $21.19 per hour, $21.19 an hour. And you can be 18 years old with a high school diploma and be a bus driver. They'll help you get the license that you need and the training. And I thought, gosh, I was a college graduate making $12.02 an hour. So to have a high school diploma and make 21,
yeah,
I'm in the wrong field, number one. But this is, I mean, that they really are trying to get more people to apply.
Can they do full-time work for bus drivers, or is that part-time because you're going in the morning and then afternoon?
Yeah, they have both. Yeah, it's both. Okay. You can do part-time or full-time. In most districts that I checked, because they've got those random and different hours, and so they feel like they can work with someone who could just do the morning or someone who can come back and do the afternoon route as well.
There's also, because I'm an expert in this, Mary, I don't know if you heard this, I was a school bus driver. You can have your regular route, but you can also do field trips and make a little extra money on the side, because oftentimes you have the sports teams that need to be driven after hours, and you can pick up other shifts as well. So what I found is there was just about as much work as I needed or wanted as a school bus driver. I thought it was a great job. It was fairly stressful. Remember, you're driving a bunch of teenage kids or little kids, and safety is a real concern. You're stopping, you're picking up kids. So there is some stress to that. Have they discussed why this shortage is happening? Because as we heard from the transportation director, he's like, well, it's not all COVID. What is it then?
Yeah, there's a variety of things that have hit all at the same time. There have been some retirements, some attrition, but also poaching from other industries, and they're trying to get them to come back or come from other industries. So in this economy where you see so many help wanted signs, it's like this workers market where you think, well, maybe I could do that instead or that instead. I did love how Jeremy Wardle told me, he's like, a lot of people think, well, this just will be temporary, but they're still doing it 30 years later and they love it. So like you, Dave, it has to be, I do think it does have to be like this perfect personality. Not always, but it depends on your kids and your bus. I always tell my kids, be good. Please be nice to that poor bus driver. Sit down and be quiet. But he says, you know, you might find out that you love it. And they'll take anybody through there. In fact, one summer, a couple summers ago, I went out and did a story with their bus drivers who were training on the course, the going through all the cones and backing up. And it's just incredible. They deserve all the respect, our bus drivers.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you, I used to be a bus rider on UTA when I was first married. And one of my favorite bus drivers was a singing bus driver. He would sing the stops. And
I love that.
And so I wonder if, you know, there's better pay for the bus drivers who sing, or if, I don't know, would kids like that? Or
they,
I guess,
might.
It depends on what kind of songs they'll sing
singing show tunes, no way. But if you bust out a little, you know, something more hip, yeah, you'd probably get.
Well, and you don't really have stops to sing, I guess, when you're doing school bus driving. But
no, you can on the neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Give a tour.
There's something to be said for that kind of love of your job, though, and I think the kids pick up on it. We have a crossing guard near us who always hands out lollipops, and the kids obey her. They just love her. So I love that bus driver that sings. And I'm fine with show tunes, Dave.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But I'm not a teenager.
Did you ever sing when you were driving bus, Dave?
I was not the singing bus driver.
Oh, shoot.
I'll tell you in the very next segment. It was the worst first day on a job of my life, was driving a bus. I'll tell you what I had to go through and why I empathize. I feel bad for these school districts that are trying to find a bus driver or two, or in Canyon School District, they're looking for 40. And as you heard Mary Richards say, they will help you get your commercial driver's license. I want to find out, what do you mean by help? Like, are you going to pay for them to get this CDL? Because that is something that will follow you not just as a bus driver, but opens up many opportunities in general to drive, you know, perhaps trucks, you know, in other areas. So it may not just be good for the bus driver, but for a future career as well. We'll talk to Ben Horsley of the Granite School District and see how they're doing and if they need bus drivers.
Dave and Dijanovic.
All right, if you're looking for a job, have you ever considered bus driving? That's right, bus driving. Full on, load the students in the back of the bus, drive them around, drop them off at school, pick them up. Does it surprise you? Do I look like the bus driver type?
You know what? I thought it was a great story. I mean, I bet the kids loved you.
They did not love me.
Well, and
I wasn't as fun loving as I am right now.
Oh, well,
because I was
okay.
Super stressed by it. I'm going to be honest. It, It was a great job. The hours were perfect when I was going to college. The pay was very good. I'll be honest, it was stressful.
Wasn't that your foray into radio? Is you got to get on the microphone as a CB and kids, please.
Yeah.
Sit down, quiet, shut up. In the back of the bus.
Quiet in the back. It was a great job. My mom was a bus driver for 25 years. My brother was a bus driver as well. And I can tell you, it is a very, very good job, and it pays very well. In fact, we just heard from Mary Richards, who said that the Canyon School District is offering as much as $21 an hour.
Yeah.
$21 an hour?
And they'll help you get your training and whatever you need. You just need a high school diploma.
18 years old, high school diploma, and you could be making $21 an hour. Part-time, full-time shifts are available. But there is a driver shortage in Utah, and it's not necessarily caused by the pandemic.
It's not just because of COVID. I mean, we have natural attrition. People get older, they decide to retire, or people find another job. The employment market has been really good lately.
Yeah, it's been good, and a lot of employers are just scrambling, trying to find someone to work for them. And what I want to know is, what happens? What if you don't have enough bus drivers? What do you do? How do you get kids to school? So let's bring on Ben Horsley with the Granite School District. Let's find out how Granite School District is doing right now. Ben, do you have a shortage of bus drivers, or do you have all you could use?
I will tell you that on my desk right now is a commercial driver's license handbook. I am studying the information. I will be certified before the start of the school year.
Wow.
As an emergency backup driver. We have a handful of those throughout the district. We're short about 6 contract positions right now. We do have a handful of retirees that come back and work in emergency situations for us when we're short. But we do have 140 positions total, and we currently are in need of about 6 to 10 more drivers to come and fill those contracts. Our pay is comparable to what you mentioned with respect to some of the neighboring districts. $21 an hour, we do provide full training and help people get their CDL with this component to be able to drive kids. And it is a great job with great pay and great benefits.
Wow. So, Ben, you're getting your CDL so that you can drive the bus if you need to.
Yeah, I just, you know, there could be emergency situations down the road, and KSL radio doesn't need me to come on. I'm going to go drive a bus and help make sure that our kids get to school and where they need to be. We all need to be prepared here in Granite School District and any other school district to further the cause of learning, which is ultimately why we are all employed in the first place.
So Ben, I have to tell you, and maybe for the listeners who don't know this, Ben is pretty popular among the high schoolers in Granite School District because he runs the Granite School District Twitter account. You know, these kids know him, and he's kind of famous. So Ben, if you were their bus driver, like, I think they would be super excited about that. And especially, I mean, you're a good singer, aren't you? Couldn't you sing some show tunes while you're driving?
I am known to do a mean Neil Diamond. I can do some other things, but mostly just Neil. Yes.
Okay.
You don't need more than
that. We would
be
singing Sweet Caroline the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
They'd love it.
Okay. So when you said that you had a CDL handbook, I thought you were joking. I thought you were being funny. I still don't know if you're being funny or not. Do you seriously?
I am dead serious. It's right here in front of me. I have a full training schedule. I have to go get a medical examination, and the district takes care of that. I go in and get an appointment, make sure I'm healthy enough to be able to drive a bus. I will have my CDL before the start of the school year.
Wow.
How long does it take to get certified? I think a lot of people are probably scratching their head trying to figure out, do I have time to get a CDL by the time the school year starts?
You know what? I think a lot of people would find the information pretty common sense. There's some standards and regs that go with a specific type of licensure. You got to check your upwards mirror every 8 seconds, things of that nature. You just go take the test just like you would for a regular driver's examination. So I'm reviewing the handbook. I'll take the test. I'll go get my medical examination. And then I will qualify for the licensure.
Wow. I hope that if you end up doing this, that your first day doesn't end up like Dave's first day as a bus driver.
Oh, my goodness. Ben, I had the worst first day. I don't know. I don't want to scare you away. But let me just tell you, it may have involved a snowy day and I got stuck at Tempview High School. I slid off the road a little bit, and I got stuck. And if you thought the kids, the high school kids, were kind and caring and worried about my feelings, you would be wrong. They
well,
gave me a hard time.
You didn't make them get out and help push the bus out of the snow. Or maybe that's what you did do, and that's why you got in trouble.
Yeah, I think there's that's kind of how it went. Actually, I had them all load over my wheels to get a little weight on the wheels to be able to get out.
A little more traction going
for you. So I had,
you
know, 80 kids about four rows just piled on top of each other. They thought it was the greatest thing in the world. But by the time I had gotten unstuck, I was sweating profusely. It was a bad first day.
Snowy day.
It was a bad first
day.
Hopefully,
I never have to have that experience. I have been on some ride-alongs. I've obviously done some things coordinated with bus driving, but I hope I never have to use this. This is really intended only for an emergency situation where we might have need. So we'll see how it goes. We do, again, have six vacancies. Encourage anybody who wants to work for the best school district ever to come be a part of the Granite team.
What are you guys paying at Granite?
Oh, we're comfortable. We're about $21 an hour.
Okay.
So, Ben, give me an idea. What are the you mentioned some benefits. Is there full-time work? Is it part-time work? What do the hours look
like? It's a 180-day contract, and that is roughly your hourly rate. So it equates to almost $30,000 a year for a full-time contract. That contract is only 180 days of the school year, though. So you do get your summers off comparable to a school teacher. Again, you do get full medical benefits for the full year, and your pay is spread out through the entire year on a contract basis. So it is considered a full-time job, even though you do take your bus, you go do your routes in the morning. There's a little bit of a break there in the midday, unless you're running field trips or some other special routes. And then you come and do your same three routes that afternoon. An elementary, a junior high, and a high school, and you're on your way home.
We've heard that the shortage isn't necessarily because of the pandemic. Why is there a shortage, or is this just kind of normal? Every year you have, you know, 6 to 10 spots open that you have to fill.
You know what? We're seeing a lot of strange vacancies. We were in the midst of a major teacher shortage just a few years pre-pandemic. That seems to have gone down significantly. We're missing school psychologists. We can't seem to find enough school psychologists, although that's a newer position, and we're filling more of those types of roles in our schools. And hourly aides have always been a struggle. So along with bus drivers, hourly aides, and it's one of those things that I think people are looking for work year round. But this is a great job for somebody who has already retired from another type of job and wants to stay active, earn a little extra cash, and have medical benefits that are good. And so this is a great job for a kind of a niche type of population. Generally, we do see older retirees in their 50s and 60s and even 70s who take these types of jobs and help our students get to and from school. And so I think it's more of a market condition where we're just seeing a lot of individuals who normally would apply for these positions just aren't anymore.
And you guys will pay for all the training?
Yep, the training comes with it, and we take care of your medical examinations. This is no out-of-pocket. Come, get qualified, take the test, get the training, get your license, come sing Sweet Caroline to the students on the bus.
I love it. Ben Horsley,
awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us, Granite School District. And I can tell you, as bad as my first day was driving bus, overall it was a very positive experience. And I can tell you this, for a college kid going to school, it was fantastic. The pay was great. And again, as you heard, in the Canyon School District, in the Granite School District, they're paying somewhere around $21 an hour for what I think is, you know, it's not the worst job. I've dug ditches, and I've you know, worked asphalt. So I can tell you, I would drive school bus all day over those two jobs.
Well, and being able to give a happy big smile to these kids and greet them in the mornings, and I mean, you're making a difference, right? You're helping these kids feel good about their day and excited to go to school.
My mom still has relationships with kids that she used to drive.
Wow.
Still to this day, 25 years later, It's a pretty cool job. I thought it was a very good job for me, but it's interesting to find that there is a huge shortage across the state for bus drivers.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.